our privilege to be here to play for you this evening. And we'd like to open with an original composition of mine and Alan Downey's. This is from one of the older Columbia albums, and yes, we feature our trumpet section. And we introduce the first two soloists. First of all, the youngest member of the band, and featured on alto saxophone and soprano saxophone, and also the youngest, the chaplain, who sang along with Mike Miglione. And besides 16-year-old Migliori, we'd like to feature on drums from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Say hello to Mike Shepard. And we also feature the trumpet section. Here's Given One. Also, we'll hear from this gentleman from Plainfield, New Jersey, and a graduate from the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, at the electric piano, synthesizer, and a few other accoutrements. Would you please step over to Biff Hamlin? From Minneapolis, Minnesota, and also from the Eastman School of Music. These are on both acoustic bass and bass guitar. Say hello to Gordon Johnson. Gordon Johnson. I hear something we call a primal scream.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, we'd like to do something that's from your mind, Jimmy's album, and this is something by Don Menzel, and it's designed to feature two saxophones. And we'd like to feature Mark Foley on tenor saxophone. And for the first time this evening, we'd like to introduce a very exciting soloist on both baritone saxophone, and later on we'll feature him on flute. He's from Buffalo, New York. Say hello to Bob Militello. This is a composition that has to do with how we conduct a band that has a metronomic reading of approximately 1,749. Okay, and because this is a school, the game here, and a safe band thing, I thought music educators might like to know how we really handle that one. A lot of this has to do with the fact that the success of our band is directly involved, and the real reason for it has to do with the fact that my own personal great talent as a legitimate classical conductor. Here's two for Otis.
Thank you. Friends and on behalf of Father and Mount St. Julian, for the music ceremony, I can bring you into that.
Thank you. Questa è la mia English, not too good, but I first like English. Everyone is happy Valentino Day.
And another chairman, Sicilian gentleman, Would you please say hello to Antonio Romano? I think we do have one more competition we'd like to do right now. This is Jay Chandler's arrangement, and this is probably the most important number on the new album, which will be on the first of the month. And ever since I've been very, very young, I've been kind of a fan of Italian opera, and finally I decided to do something new one. This is actually it's from Pagliacci, and the aria, which is one of my favorites. I was listening to the new Felicia when I was small, one of my favorites. And this is Detta la Tumba, for those of you that aren't into Italian opera, that's basically the philosophy of life and life, and why we must so often make a fool of ourselves in order to make the ones we love pay attention to. It's not a lot of that kind of pathos in it. And in this, we'd like to feature on flute Bobby Militello. And this actually features everyone in the band, and is Detta la Tumba from Pagliacci.
Thank you.